back to Francisco Solis. Good morning.
Good morning, Hot Mustard. How are you this morning?
A little bit cool outside.
Very nice weather. Fall has arrived.
Yes. Best time of the year on campus, I would say. Changing of the season. So, a lot of big things going on this year. You know, San Antonio College, we've been talking about the centennial celebration.
Absolutely. 100 years of service and impact to San Antonio.
Oh, yes. And last week, though, the Owl College's district celebrated its founding day.
Absolutely. The district was founded in 1945, which brought together San Antonio College and St. Philip's College under the name of San Antonio Union Junior College District.
Exciting times. In 80 years. That's quite a while.
Quite a while. And since then, of course, we've added PAC, who's celebrating 40 years, Palo Alto College, Northwest Vista, who's celebrating 30 years, and NLC, Northeast Lakeview College, which was established in 2007. Five Alamo colleges. You know, what's amazing is the work we've all done together, right, in San Antonio to establish the Alamo colleges, of course, under the leadership of Chancellor Flores, and the work, though, that we do every day to change the lives of citizens of San Antonio every day.
88,000 learners currently enrolled. Increased in learners enrolled is 12.1% across the board.
Mm-hmm.
21,000 enrolled in dual credit or early college high school.
Absolutely.
And then 12,000 Alamo Promise learners.
And, you know, what's interesting is that, as you mentioned, we're celebrating 80 years. What does the next 80 years look like for us, right? What do the next 100 years look like for SAC?
Wow.
Yeah, imagine just how much things have changed in the past 20 years.
Definitely. I mean, the footprint in the community here at SAC, we're a pretty big campus.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you think about us combined, we're the largest higher ed institution in San Antonio at, as you mentioned, 90,000 students. And the work that we do every day in both workforce and transfer programs, you know, changing the lives of our students and the affordability that the Alamo Colleges offers through Alamo Promise, you know, of course, our Alamo Books and Alamo Advocacy, the work that we do every day. But more importantly, you know, helping those students into those high-wage, high-demand jobs, you know, you cannot change the trajectory of San Antonio alone, right? And part of that is the work that we're doing every day at the Alamo College is to change the lives of our students as they enter the workforce or, you know, transfer programs to university.
We are projecting 100,000 enrollment by 2030.
Yeah, I have no doubt that next year we should reach 22,000-23,000 students alone at San Antonio College.
That's amazing. I mean, and online. So online, they're announcing a new online school. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And how is that going to affect us here at SAC?
You know, it's the school of online learning. And the thought behind it is, as we move throughout the district with the School of Nursing, say, right, is that we'll share resources to better serve our students. You know, the idea of the School of Online Learning is that it will help us to improve the delivery of online learning throughout the Alamo Colleges. It's not intended at this point to be a separate college, right? So it's the School of Online Learning. You know, it's like if you go to UTSA and there's the School of Engineering, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's still part of the Alamo Colleges. It's what we do. But it's an opportunity for us, as you mentioned, you know, the number of students we have online now throughout the entire district is growing, and it's an opportunity for us to serve those students. You know, we also know that a certain amount of students swirl, that is, they take classes at their home college, but also take classes at another college, courses. And so, you know, the students should be able to expect that if they are taking an online course at SAC, that a course at one of the other sister colleges will look like that course if it's online. And that's the idea, right, is that to develop proficiencies for our faculty who teach online and for our students to be able to recognize courses and maneuver through those courses with an understanding that they should be alike.
Yeah. It's streamlined in a way. You know, I remember when I was a student here, ratemyprofessor.com. I haven't heard that website in years among newer students because I think they're seeing it. They are kind of getting that shared experience. It's not a cut, copy, and paste method.
No.
You know, professors have their freedom to teach as they do, but it is kind of seamless across the board.
Right. I mean, you should be able to open a syllabus and read it and know where to go for information and open another one, and while it's built the same, it would have different information, right?
Yes. And even the streamline in, getting transcripts, I've noticed has gotten a lot easier over the years.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be, you got to request it from this college, this one, and this one, and this one, and this one. And now I it's all streamlined. We're making it easier.
You know, it was only recently that I had to apply for a job. And so I had to renew my transcripts, and I was amazed how easy it is. You just go online, and I remember at one point when I needed them 25 years ago, I actually had to go to campus, to one of the campus, to get my transcripts.
To go get the transcripts, yeah.
The official, remember how that was official, and don't open the envelope, and who's opened the envelope, and
and it took about 6 weeks sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And now it's overnight.
Yeah.
That was part of my, as I mentioned, I had to turn them in for a job I applied for recently.
I hope you got it.
I did.
Awesome, awesome. So congratulations to the Alamo Colleges District.
Yeah.
80 years. That's fantastic. And it was a full day, and it looked awesome. I saw it online. Looked like a lot of fun.
And the sculpture, if you get an opportunity, please view it online. I think it's been posted online, but it's an amazing sculpture. The tree of life, Árbol de Vida. It's beautiful.
And yeah, Molly Flores contributed to that art piece, Palo Alto College student. And it does. I saw that online. I was like, that is cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. So I got to head over to district and look at it.
Yeah, our students from the Alamo Colleges had an opportunity to participate with the artist in painting and developing the design. Beautiful work.
That's what we do here. Good work. So today is Veterans Day. And we're going to be recognizing veterans today.
Yeah, our veterans office, will hold a ceremony for SAC student veterans this afternoon at 3 p.m. in the Victory Center Valor Rooms. Student veterans make up about 14% of our student population. During the ceremony, SAC will officially receive the 2025 Veteran Education Excellence Gold Award from the Texas Veterans Commission. This annual award has been given since 2021, and San Antonio College has been honored every year with the Gold Award. We'll be joined by Chancellor Dr. Mike Flores and Texas State Senator Jose Menendez for the event to recognize our veterans. We invite SAC students, faculty, and staff, as well as the community, to join us for the ceremony.
And you're yourself.
I am.
You're
Navy,
a veteran.
A veteran of the Navy.
Navy? Oh, very cool.
I was a JAG officer.
Very cool. That's great. Dr. Ziegler was Navy as well.
Absolutely.
Very cool. So, veterans, we thank our veterans, and, Senator Menendez was very pivotal in getting us the Victory Center here at San Antonio College. There's great murals in there. It's a great space for our veterans to go and, get advised, just hang out, get away,
You know, that's a story in action. He joined us for a Veterans Day ceremony and had lunch with us and asked to tour the center, which at that time was three small rooms down
the basement.
In the basement. And he asked us, you know, what was the population, and we shared with him. We've always had a high population of veterans here. And he said, can you do all that work out of these three offices? And Dr. Vela said yes, as Dr. Vela was president at the time, said yes, we do. And he left, and later that evening he called Dr. Vela and asked, do you by any chance have any plans to enlarge the center? And funny enough, we did, right? We had looked into developing a veteran center. And we said, absolutely, we do. And we sent them over to him that evening, and he said, you know what, let me see what I can do at the Texas legislature. And later that evening, he talked to us about a plan and had Dr. Vela go to Austin to help him tell the story about what community colleges do and what the Alamo colleges do for our veterans. And from there, we got a grant and developed a $10 million grant to develop the Veterans Center here. And all of the Alamo colleges now, in fact, today, we'll visit with Northeast Lakeview, and Dr. Veronica Garcia and her team will commemorate the opening of their Veterans Center. And so we're all happy to join them this afternoon.
And it's a great place. I mean, these students, they dedicated their lives, and they've gone through so much. And to be able to provide a space for them, and, you know, a lot of the people that work in these Victory Centers, former veterans themselves, and they know what these students are going through and how to navigate the, I don't want to say mountains, but the mountains of paperwork. There's a lot going on.
Absolutely. And to make sure that their benefits are packaged well for them, right, that they receive all of the benefits they're entitled to, takes time, and we have a staff dedicated to help our veterans.
Yes. So we thank all of our veterans. And once again, that ceremony is going to be going on today. It's going to be in the Victory Center Valor Rooms, and this afternoon, 3 p.m., right here on San Antonio College campus.
And, you know, our center also hosts a number of community events as well. We work to help the community in any way we can with that space. And so there's a lot going on there all the time.
Yes, and it is a beautiful, beautiful build. You know, we are, let's check the countdown. We are 26 days, 15 hours, 16 minutes, and 47 seconds from finals week. Who's counting? Me.
Do you have the timer?
We do. I put it up every semester on the KSYM website. If you want to follow along, KSYM.org/finals. And, you know, finals, 26 days, it's still a ways off.
There's still time.
There's still time where you may be able to turn things around. You know, professors are not here just to, you know, hand out bad grades. They don't do that. Your grade it's yours.
Is earned.
And it's earned.
You know, and students used to tell me all the time, oh, you know, you gave me a B, or, oh, you gave me a B. I was like, no, you earned the B.
And, you know, and I've always thought, like, you know, you start the semester off with an A.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's, yeah, absolutely, you do.
And all you have to do at that point is just keep it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to do. It sounds easier than, oh, I got to make an A. No, you don't. You already have one.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to maintain the A. But I think during this time of the semester, you know, this could be make or break. You know, you really need to stay on top. If you do need to catch up, this is the time to do it. It's definitely not the week of finals, the week before finals. Those are not times to make up for other assignments.
You know, I went directly from high school to undergrad and from undergrad to graduate school. And, you know, you start to live that life in a cycle.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every winter, you know, becomes the time for finals, if you want. And then May, you go through that same timing. And oh, you just start to live in that. And, it, you know, I think it must have taken me 2 or 3 years after I finished to realize when December came around that I didn't have exams.
Get this heightened sense of anxiety. They're like, oh, no, they're coming.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It happens. It definitely happens. But study, study, study. Now is the time for that. Wrapping things up.
Start to get your notes together. Get some study groups together.
Extra credit?
Extra credit, if there's any.
Would you always take extra credit if it was offered?
If it was offered, yes.
Even though you didn't need it?
Even though I didn't need it, because I never knew what the final exam was going to be like. I was always so worked up about that final exam. I'm not a good final exam taker.
You know,
the ones that I absolutely loved was one question, you know, like a three-question exam that was an essay question. They were each essay questions. I was really good at that. I could give you back the entire course in three questions, you know, if that's what they were looking for.
Comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a certain level of comprehension. And if you go into, I think if you go into an exam and you see these things, you might start to question, like, well, maybe do I know this? Do I not know this? Mm-hmm. And so you have to take that approach with every subject you take, every class you take. I don't think professors are expecting people to become full-blown experts or professionals in the field.
Mm-hmm.
But there has to be some level of comprehension to ace this exam.
Well, and, you know, today with the limit on number of days to get grades in and everything else that's involved, and the number of students a faculty member might be teaching, it's really difficult to give essay questions. And I understand, you know, most exams today are multiple choice.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so there's very few opportunities to sit down and write for 3 hours and just write about everything that you learned in the class.
Oh, yes. That's why final presentation, like finals, but given as presentations,
mm-hmm.
You know. I think that used to be a thing, and I was always excited about that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a firing squad, and they would just point to you, ask the question,
mm-hmm.
and then as a classroom, they can get a feel of the level of comprehension of that.
Sure.
And so that was always fun for me. So get all your work in, get it going. But to also, for those of you who need to just relax and get to enjoy some time off, the Candy Cane Lane Holiday Festival is going on tomorrow.
Right, we're now at the beginning of the holidays. The Office of Student Life is getting a jump start on the season by holding the first annual Candy Cane Lane Holiday Festival. It's happening from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Wednesday, November the 12th, on the Sac Mall. Student groups will be setting up on the mall to sell food, drinks, and holiday-themed goodies to raise money for their clubs. So stop by for tamales, hot chocolate, Frito pie, holiday burgers, arroz con leche, and more. There'll be music, face painting, ornament decorating, and a photo booth, of course. So what a great opportunity to come out and relax a little bit.
It's kind of early for a holiday festival.
No, I mean, think about how many weeks we have left. I mean, it would...
Yeah.
If we were here until, say, the end of December, it might be something, right? But... For exams are first week of December.
Yep.
Right. Sorry, I misspoke.
second week, I believe.
Right. Everything is due the first week of December. You start closing up, right, your assignments, and then exams are the second week of December. In fact, this year our graduation, right, our first fall graduation, will happen at the end of finals week on December the 11th.
That's right.
And so, right after that, students will join their families.
That's gonna be a lot of fun. You know, this year's graduation going on, and we're going back to the Freeman Coliseum. And so, this spring, are we also going to the Freeman?
No, the spring graduation will take place in the Alamo Dome.
It'll be back at the Alamo. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess it is the bigger one.
We'll have a larger crowd.
Definitely. Candy Cane Lane Holiday Festival, yes, tomorrow in the mall area. Also, the holiday season is also a time when schemes and scams are on the rise. So students are invited to attend a fraud awareness and prevention workshop. This is going to be taking place 1 to 3 tomorrow as well. This is going to be in the Fletcher Administration Center, room 212 tomorrow.
Yes, students will learn how to protect themselves from scams and identity theft, especially ones that target college students, and you would be surprised, right, how many emails they get that are scams. Plus, there will be tips and suggestions on staying financially secure during the holidays. This is part of financial wellness workshops we have been offering throughout the semester here at San Antonio College.
Yes. So, also, keep changing your passwords.
Absolutely.
Definitely have to do.
And don't rely on the easy ones.
No.
Did you hear about the Louvre?
Right? Yes.
And did you see the security code?
Oh, no.
Yeah, they say the security code was the Louvre.
Oh, no. There. Well, yeah.
It's something like that. I remember reading
just something that. So simple.
Yeah.
Also, tomorrow there's going to be a queer history San Antonio College walking tour. It's going to begin at 12:30 in the San Antonio College Mall area. And it's going to be at the gender sexuality booth that's set up at the Candy Cane Lane Festival. And this is part of the LGBTQIA plus Heritage Month celebration that's going on. And we're going to have a guest, Melissa Gulk, I believe, a UTSA historian and archivist. And they're going to be leading the tour and talking about the historically recognized LGBTQIA landmarks around the San Antonio College campus.
She'll explore the vibrant queer history in the neighborhood surrounding SAC. It's pretty amazing, you know, what role this area has played in the queer movement. And what an opportunity to discuss it, especially with all that's going on right now.
Yes, definitely lots going on right now. Also, the Empowerment Center. They're going to be hosting a parent resource fair. That's going to be 10 a.m. to noon this coming Friday, November 14th. And I invite all student parents to come on by. Bring your family as well. Fun activities for the kids as parents visit booths and tables to get information. What else is it going to feature?
Yeah, the workshop will feature a healthy kids project, health and wellness services, education support, child care information, and, of course, scholarship information. There will also be a raffle and door prizes available, and there'll be a drawing for a $200 scholarship that day. The Parent Resource Fair is sponsored by Randolph Brooks Federal Credit Union, and we appreciate their help in this.
Yes, and it's always a great opportunity when the parents get to bring the kids out and actually able to peruse the resources that they have available to them, but entertain the kids as well.
You know, it's so interesting how, you know, during the centennial year, you think back about how there had to be students with families, you know.
Yes.
And yet, it's only recently that we've really started to look at the whole student, right? The student and their family, and welcome them to the campus. And it's not uncommon. I mean, look at what we do in the library. Our advocacy center has clothing available for children as well. And all of the supports that we have, it's not uncommon to see a student walking across campus and holding the hand of a young child as they walk across. And I'm just so glad to see that, seasons have changed, if you want, right? And we look now out at our student population and realize that they're parenting students and really create an environment where they feel welcome, both as a student and as a child.
And, you know, we used to have the, do we still have the LULAC scholarship?
We do.
As well? So that's very cool. I mean, we were doing that for a very long time, I believe.
Absolutely.
And so that's a great program. And before that, yeah, these are the stories we need. This is the stories we want to hear of students that were parent, you know, graduates that were parent students back in the day.
Right.
Let's see. What else do we have going on?
As part of the 100th anniversary, we're inviting the community to take part in our SAC Centennial History Harvest. If you have memories or memorabilia related to SAC's history, we want to meet with you. Faculty members in our history program are collecting the oral histories of our former students, faculty, and staff. Please share your personal stories of SAC. We would also like to get photos or copies of any SAC items that you have. And we're also taking pictures of anything that you might want to keep, right?
Mm-hmm.
By hearing from our SAC community, we hope to gain a better understanding of just what SAC has meant to those who studied here. It's a great opportunity.
Yes, and I think I have like a coin or two from when Lofton had like their own coin. I don't want to call it like diversion style, but I believe they called it the Cave at one point.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the SAC bookstore was called the Cave. I think my dad has a keychain like that.
Oh, wow.
So, old memorabilia like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like SAC swag that dates back so long. That would be pretty cool to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
And document. Even pieces like plaques on old buildings and stuff like that.
I remember you used to walk into the gym, and they had some glass shelves in there. And they had a lot of memorabilia in there from,
years past.
Years past and different events they had in the gym. And, you know, gym clothing is always interesting and definitely time-telling, you know.
I would not mind, like, some, like, knee-high socks that mm-hmm. had a little armadillo on it. Like, maybe, like, two, like, white ones, but, like, two red stripes at the top. Very, mm-hmm. like, 70s, 60s.
With white tennis shoes and three stripes on the side.
I think that would be great. There you go. Mm-hmm. We'll get with Ken Slavin and see if we can mix him up. Yeah, it was very cool. I was driving down San Pedro, and I believe EcoCentro, they've been using the lot over by the parking garage
mm-hmm.
As a field for growing stuff.
Absolutely.
Farming.
And we'll be adding some vegetables to our advocacy center, right, and some greens. The area over by the Victory Center, you know, the EcoCentro garden, is primarily for flowers. And they've got a great business going selling flowers.
Very nice.
And flower bouquets. And so this area over by San Pedro, the entrance by the Micronaut Center, will be dedicated to food.
And I remember it was a couple months ago, that they were just starting to plant everything. But you mm-hmm. drive by now, it's like, whoa,
right.
It's coming along very, very well.
Absolutely.
So very exciting time and the good work they do over there. Also, coming up next week, Tuesday, November 18th, San Antonio College will host its first Entrepreneur Fest. And it's going to be 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the San Antonio College Mall area.
Yeah, so if you haven't bought your holiday gifts, hold off a minute and wait until November the 18th and come by and shop from our students. There will be students and employees on hand to showcase and sell their products and homemade items. There will be an entrepreneur panel discussion from 11 to 11:45. Featuring local business leaders who will share their journeys and challenges on maintaining a business. They will also offer advice on how to start and grow a successful business. All students will be given the opportunity to take part in an entrepreneur pitch contest. The students will present their best innovative ideas for a chance to win a scholarship prize. It's our own Shark Tank.
That is cool. That's going to be awesome. So don't sleep on that. That's going to be happening next week, Tuesday, November 18th.
Come out and do some holiday shopping. Perfect opportunity.
I love it. Love local. All right. That went by very fast.
Thank you for having me, Homelister. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming in. And we're going to be back next Tuesday. We will be on a break for Thanksgiving week. And we'll be back again. But next Tuesday, we'll be here. 8:30 to 9 right here on KSYM San Antonio College Radio. Find us online. Go to KSYM.org and on the podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. Right?
Absolutely. And our salute to all veterans today.
Yes.